God sends a talking donkey to save a life. Look for God in unexpected places. First, let's examine Numbers, chapter 22, verses 30 through 33. The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your own donkey, which you have always ridden to this day? Have I been in the habit of doing this to you?" "No," he said. Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn. So he bowed low and fell face down. The angel of the Lord asked him, "Why have you beaten your donkey these three times?" "I have come here to oppose you because your path is a reckless one before me. The donkey saw me and turned away from me these three times. If she had not turned away, I would certainly have killed you by now, but I would have spared her." Okay, picture this scene. Balaam is riding his donkey, and twice the donkey refuses to go in the direction Balaam desires. Seeing an angel with a sword blocking his path, the donkey lies down and will not go forward. In anger, Balaam beats his donkey. This passage shows the extremes God will take to honor his covenant with us. God anointed Balaam's donkey with spiritual eyes to see the angel and enabled the donkey to talk so he could warn Balaam. I find comfort knowing God loves us so much that he will use a burning bush, as in Exodus 3, verses 2 and 3, and a talking donkey to get our attention. He will use circumstances, a ram stuck in a thicket to meet our needs, as in Genesis 22:13, or clouds by day and fire by night to show his presence and power, as in Exodus 13, verses 21 and 22. As a child of God, are you seeing with spiritual eyes, hearing with spiritual ears, and walking in the Spirit? God said he will never leave us or forsake us. He is at work all the time. Be open to his ways and allow his angels to minister to you, help you, and fight for you. God is still in the miracle business and honors his everlasting covenant. I encourage you to look for him and expect him at all times. Watch him at work and be prepared to be amazed. Father, thank you for spiritual eyes to see and ears to hear. Holy Spirit, I stand in awe of you at work in my life and know God's thoughts and ways are always bigger than I can ever imagine. Holy Spirit, help me to trust you at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.